The code that restricts how many unrelated adults can live in a home was originally meant to curb overcrowding, with special recognition for married couples and their children. But City Council Representative Michael Trapp says the code needed an update to make it more inclusive.
It reflects the community consensus of tolerance and acceptance, and that it was on the consent agenda because it was really not a controversial decision at all, but just catching our law up to how folks are living now.
In the Human Rights Campaign's yearly report on cities and equality, Columbia got a 74 out of 100 for its support of LGBT community members. This was much higher than Jefferson City's score of 12, but not as good as St. Louis and Kansas City's perfect 100s. Changing the definition of family is the type of thing that could improve Columbia's score for next year's report. Sarah Mitchell is a volunteer at the Center Project, a Columbia-based resource center serving sexuality and gender-based communities. She thinks Columbia is a great place to live in terms of the sense of acceptance the LGBT community feels.
You know, even though it is in Missouri and, you know, we're kind of known for being a little bit more conservative, I think Columbia in itself is kind of a great place to live in terms of the community and support that the LGBT community gets.
Mitchell says policies and laws that recognize all relationships could eventually change the attitudes of people in Columbia who are less accepting.
I mean, obviously people aren't going to change overnight just because of, you know, a new law or there's a new definition, something. But it certainly, you know, brings it into the attention of people.
Couples who would like to register as a domestic partnership can see if they are eligible and register at gocolumbiamo.org. Kate Grumpy, KBIA News.